Today, I would like to talk about five big mistakes that people who want to live and work abroad tend to make when they look for a new position abroad. And I will also let you know how you can easily avoid these five mistakes. Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Michael Kaiser. I work as an international career coach and I help managers and specialists get the job they want with a new employer abroad. The first of these five big mistakes is overthinking. And that happens when you think too much about something that usually doesn't even have to be decided on yet, and at the same time without all the information at hand that you need to actually come up with the right and the sensible conclusion or decision. So if you notice that you keep thinking about something without making progress, then check A, if it is really the right moment in time already, if the time for the decision has come, or if you maybe don't have more time until this decision has to be made, and also if you actually have all the information at hand that you need to make this decision, because otherwise the thinking alone will not get you anywhere and just waste your time. So check, is it the right point in time? And if so, if you have all the information you need to then think about what the decision should look like. The second big mistake goes with it, and that is a lack of research. Obviously, you run into issues like the first problem when you haven't researched whatever the aspect is enough. And that should actually go without saying. Of course, you should make informed decisions, so you need to research the information needed for that. But it's quite surprising that a lot of people don't do that and stumble into salary negotiations, for example, without having researched the local level of salaries, for example, at the location they want to move to and other things, or they move to the new place and are excited about the new job, but then they realize that the level of costs is much, much higher than they thought. And of course, this is something that can easily be avoided, because you can research these things without even having to go to the location. You can usually do this on the internet and very easily. So this is more about realizing that you should be informed, that it's necessary, that you have to do it. It's usually not difficult to do it. So lack of information, lack of research is another big mistake. The third big mistake is mindless hard work. Of course, it is a good idea to be persistent and spend time and on the project, make efforts. That's all good, but it's not a good idea to do all of that without enough, let's call it, quality control. And especially when the results do not look like the way you want them to be, then it's not a good idea to be persistent and keep going, hoping that the situation will improve. Now, in this case, because it usually won't, now in this case, you need to take a step back, look at what you have been doing, and check if there isn't something that maybe you have misunderstood that needs to be changed, something you're not aware of, whatever. So analyze the situation, try to find the problem, change your approach, and then keep going. The third big mistake is a lack of persistence. So mindless hard work is not a good idea, but not working on the project of your job search abroad enough is a problem as well, because if you are not persistent enough, if you do not react quickly enough, if you do not spend enough time, then you simply do not produce any results quickly enough that are needed to actually be successful. So sometimes there are deadlines, for example, and if it takes you too long to actually get prepared, then the job is gone before you actually even have sent your application, for example, and many other things. So make sure that you are persistent. It doesn't have to be a lot of time, but it's a good idea to spend ideally every day a few minutes on the project to keep going, to make progress, and especially to react to all the things that need a swift reaction. And the last big mistake is a lack of networking. That's very important, because very often the very good data that you need for your job applications especially cannot necessarily be just researched by a Google search on the internet. The very important data is usually something you can only get from people who are informed about it. And this is the way to learn about open positions. I have talked about it already. And this is the way to get informed about what you need to know for your application documents, for preparing yourself for the job interviews and the salary negotiations and so on. So this kind of data can only be found in part on the internet. Very often you need to get it firsthand from other people. And that means you need to do enough networking. If you are not in touch with the people already, and very often this is simply not the case, then you need to connect with new people, establish a connection, and then you have a very valuable source of information that you will not find anywhere else. So networking, or lack of networking, is another big mistake, and paying enough attention and to this, and spending enough time networking, saves you a lot of time later, because you will simply be much more successful with all of what you're doing. So as you can see, or as you can tell from the nature of these five big mistakes, they are all interconnected. And the better you avoid one of them, you are at the same time preventing yourself from making any of the others as well. So see that you understand the system of the five mistakes, see how these mistakes are connected, and pay attention to all of them as much as you can, and then you will see it will result in a real boost in terms of the speed and also the results of your job search abroad. Now, if you would like my help with that, no problem. This is what I do every day. And if this is of interest to you, then please go to my website. You will find a button on the homepage already that you can click on. And through that, there is a guided process that helps you apply for a free orientation call with me. That is a longer session we are going to have on Zoom, where we will analyze your current situation, see what needs to be done, and of course, how I can help you best with all of that. So don't overthink this offer at this stage. Just go to my website, click on the button, and everything else will be discussed in this orientation session. That will still be free for you. There is also a LinkedIn group that I created for helping you with the networking. This is a group where I share more tips and tricks on how to conduct a successful job search abroad. But actually, the idea of the group is that you share your own experience, connect with others, and go this wonderful way to your dream job abroad together with others. It's easier and it's more fun. And exactly for that, I have founded that LinkedIn group recently. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to this rather new channel. Leave me a like. Don't forget to activate the bell or the notification function. And please let me know in the comments what topics you would be interested in most for the future, because that will help me make the right selection of the topics. That's it for me for today. As always, I would like to wish you all the best for your job search abroad. And of course, I wish you to avoid all the five big mistakes I have mentioned in this episode. And I'll be back here in another week.